There's a difference between saying that you don't require initiation and saying that they should chant and become prepared. They should prepare themselves first in their understanding before they request initiation, because I see so many people, they push people to...
No, they should be advised to chant.
Yeah.
At least they should be advised to become qualified so that they can be used.
Yeah. That is...
That's like if you see or John was talking but when the puzzling was not all, then he said, I don't find anyone who can solve my problem. Therefore, I accept you as my teacher. He shall stay on Padma Padma. So, to get knowledge, that is the puzzle. Krishna was not talking with him when he said it. He was talking to him. No, it is a big thing. This fighting, that is a big thing. You should not be weak. Come on. But when he surrendered me, he saw the unhappy man. Then he said, yes, what is it? Oh, that is
but if that seriousness is not there, then it makes a mockery of initiation.
No,
if the seriousness is not there.
But that means your breathing is not good. Because you're not breathing seriously.
Yes.
That means your breathing is very good. But you can go on. But you should know also that this man I'm not becoming serious. Then what is the use of my breathing? You cannot give it that. Then your breathing becomes less important.
So the
thing made that said to stop was teaching Bhagavad Gita for sure. And also in the beginning was not serious to fight. But when he heard Krishna, then he said, yes, but it's safer.
स्थितोऽस्मि गतः सन्देहः करिष्ये वचनं तव.
Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy, and I am now firm and free from doubt, and am prepared to act according to your instructions.
This is good. Krishna should be prepared. Yes, I will have. That is such a problem. Otherwise, go on for 3 million of years talking, and he is not prepared.
Purport. The constitutional position of a living entity represented by Arjuna is that he is to act according to the order of the Supreme Lord.
According to the order of the Supreme Lord, or according to the order of the Lord Supreme. This is the position. If one has learned. But if he's talking nonsense, then he has learned nothing. Then preaching is failure. Preaching is career and the student is also career. So what is the use of wasting time like that? Actually, we are talking about Shastra. The principle is the guru should explain the Shastra among the disciples, not outside. That is good. Because others will not understand. So the guru is supposed to speak among the followers. That is the principle. That we cannot put the guru may not be able. For learning, guru may want that guru is helpful, unless you accept that somebody is guru, then how can you learn from him? So, actually, the principle is guru speaks, must be the outsiders, but to the followers. Others may not understand. But if others, outsiders come and also hear, then they will be profited. That advantage is given to them. But if they come and if they cannot understand, of course sometimes we give them chance. But if he does not come to this position, as Arjuna has come, then it is failure. But sometimes we give them the chance outside. Unless he comes to this position, let us see what's wrong. Yes, I shall act only according to the order. That means he has not understood anything. He has decided to.
But it's very easy to say that I will act according to your order, but many people who become initiated.
And when he's teaching them, what?
Yes, so my point, my feeling is that many
let
people.
Let them cheat. Your point is let them cheat and we go.
No, no. My feeling is that there are many people who they're not ready to make such a vow. They don't. They aren't feeling that strong.
Or then engage them in kirtan. Nothing more is possible. If you find such men, then don't give them this kirtan. It is no use sowing some seed in the sand. There is no reason. Better let them hear this chant. Chant Hare Krishna. By hearing, 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 when they hardly think, they learn. Therefore, for the general mass of people, don't talk to them. They will not be able to. Simply, that policy I have heard and advise you, but let them come, chant, chant, and when they prepare to follow the rules and the they are at it.
those who are willing to follow the four regulated principles, but they want to be able to live with their own friends or families or by themselves.
Well, otherwise, everyone is welcome. Come here, stand back, take prasad and go at home.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these people who are, they are willing to follow the regulated principles and they're chanting their poems, they actually are philosophically interested. I would feel that it would be wrong for me not to try to answer their questions if they have some.
That we are doing, we are giving chance.
Yeah.
But you should know that unless you agree, try to go.
Well, yes, ultimately, yes, that's the point.
That is a concept.
Yes, ultimately, that is the point.
That is the concept. That is the point.
Yeah.
That means all the teaching was like sowing seed in the sand.
Yeah. But is that not an ultimate? Isn't that the ultimate thing to work people into? Like, I can.
Generally, it should be simply chant. Don't understand.
I mean, I could push somebody.
Just like when you go for chanting, everyone comes dancing. That chant is open for everyone. Some are rather let him chant. Then one day we come to the other one. It takes some time. Those are too dull. It takes little time. But give them chant. Chant. But when it is properly clean, then you have it.
Yeah.
And the system was not to fight. Now he said, yes. That is it.
I see that as being the goal. But I feel so that I can't.
The general mass of people don't get some for instruction. That brand you not have understood. Better. Some or other, more hours, let them chant for it. In excess, they chant. That is being done. This matter is coming from outside. But when they keep them, there is excess, everyone is dancing. That opportunity is given to them. No instruction.
So then what is the purpose of getting books to the masses of people?
Let them read.
I don't understand the difference between reading the books and talking, lecturing from the books to the masses.
But talking means can talk just like that we know that unless he comes to the heart of the human, talking is not successful.
Yes. But can I judge? So, in other words, it's a matter of time. I can't force someone.
You cannot force. There is no question of force.
Yes, I mean, I don't want to.
You should know
yeah. That
unless it comes to the point of anger, there is no success.
Yes.
But you have to give the chance. That is the beauty of the teacher.
Yes.
You have to give him the chance. Success and no success.
Also, advancement sometimes comes gradually. They gradually agree, little by little.
Yeah, so that advancement, if they join chanting, that advancement becomes quicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the problem.
Yeah.
If they join the sankirtan, then that advancement becomes quicker.
Yes.
That is my point.
Yes.
So, our main point is to make it advance. Better give the chance more.
Yeah.
That is the This is my point. I don't say that you stop this.
Yes.
But you give them chance to join sankirtan more.
Yeah.
Suppose you stop 1 hour or half an hour and give chance for chanting half an hour. No. Give them chance. 1 hour and trafficking. The trafficking, they will not be able to accept it unless they are very serious. So let them hear trafficking, that there is such nice trafficking. But let them more engage in chant. This is true. Yes. That will be very quickly a good food.
Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you do that, yes. You find in Chaitanya Chaitanya every day,
yes.
Every night was regular chanting in Jagannath Puri. 4 hours, you know, many times. But he was not traveling.
Yeah.
Okay. But when there was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati, Ramananda Raya, a big stalwart person wanted to talk with him.
Yes.
The general mass of people, they will not understand. But by chanting, when the heart will be clean, this is important.
And
so the gross diseased man should be given more chance for chanting.
Yes.
That will.
Yes.
That is nice.
Yes.
I don't say stop instruction.
Yes.
But unless his heart is clean, instruction will not act.
Yes. And he won't be able to give up any bad habits anyway.
It is said, Parpanam Bhujanganam Kevalam Bhujavartam. Bhujanga is snake. His habit is to strike poison teeth. And if you say, my dear snake, you live with me, I shall give you daily meat and banana, the night this time. So you don't practice this biting unnecessarily. You know, some man you bite and he dies. Don't do this. You be with me, I shall give you milk and banana. There is no food problem. Now, that he will simply, by eating, he will increase his poison. And at the first instant, he will bite. So, if he remains a bhujanga, a serpent, then there is no use giving him this milk and banana. And he study. And if you talk more, then you'll be angry. But as he'll bite you. This is the position. Everyone in this material world is a bhujanga, envious. And just like seeing you go, you have no part. A dog is like, hop. His habit is there. It is a fact you are not going to his house. But unless it is greeting, disturbing. Because it is a dog. Similarly, a snake, you have done nothing. But this is the whole world. Envious. Unnecessary. The material world means I am unnecessary envious of you and you are unnecessary. And therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is for the non envious. He is not envious. But the whole world is envious. Very difficult job. By the consciousness movement, we are trying to make non-envious. Because the whole world is envious. It is very difficult. Unnecessary envious. This is the material. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Dharma prujita koita vatra paramadinna saranam. Those who have become completely non-envious, for them, Krishna consciousness. Those who are envious, they pious person, knowingly, to take suddenly time to take the form. This is the process of Krishna. The whole world is anything. Without any, man to man, man to animal, nation to nation, they see the whole politics is going on. America is envious of Russia, Russia is envious of America, China. They are trying to be United Nations. What is this nonsense? All of them are envious. What they will do? How they will be like? All rascals. Then who is all rascals? For the last 20-25 years, they are trying to unite. How they can be united? If you bring some dogs and ask them, please don't be envious. Not man. As soon as he sees another dog outside, he will be like, why you come here, why you come here? How can they do that? So first of all, make them not dog. And that is something to do. To make the dog not dog. Then he'll have law by nature, unnecessary is born. There is no question of unity in that nation of the dogs. The whole world is dogs, set of dogs, barking. Three hundred times we will require. Ah, you have got a visa, you have got a thing. The same thing is God. Oh, why are you coming? Well, what is it? God is the religious of the father makes dogs. So they are improving on the dogs. Not to make them not dogs, but increase the quality of them. This is God. We are the only person who are trying to make the dog not dog. If we simply follow the rules and regulations and this chopped out by the previous acharya, then it is possible to manufacture our own rules and regulations. Then it is very easy.
Sympathy. Yours being tonight, sympathy.
Sympathy.
Yeah.
The Vaishnava is sympathy. They see that these rascals are suffering of being in darkness. So let us try our best to deliver from darkness, bringing it. So the simplest process is introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant, and it's practical. That Professor Judah has alluded. That you are bringing the drug addicted hippies to become servant of Krishna. This is what. That is. And that now I have to say. This is not my credit, but the process which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is his credit. I have simply brought the process. It is not my manufacturing. It is authorized. It is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, it is authorized. My business is that I am giving the authorized process. I am not cheating. I am not bluffing. That is my duty. I don't mix up, don't make any adulteration. I speak whatever is there in Bhagavad Gita or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now it is your duty, whether we accept it or not. But I cannot make any comment. I cannot say, yes, you are right, I am right. Both of you. No, that I never. I say that whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what Krishna says, that is right. Everything is wrong. The people may be happy, I'm sorry, I don't know. That is not my business to see that somebody is happy, somebody is sad. That is the duty of spiritual. Simply spread what Krishna is. Nothing more. Nothing less. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadhi. He never says that you give your own insight. Never. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadhi. You should be calling it, but Krishna is. That's all. Then you become good. If you make some addition or alteration, then you are not good. Now all these people are there making addition and alteration. The Dr. Radha Krishna, the Ramji, they're making addition. So they cannot be good. People are misled. They think, oh, such a learned scholar, such a big political leader, he's saying like this. This is their misfortune. Gandhi said, I don't believe that there was any person in history named Krishna, really. Krishna, his personality teaching Arjuna, it is accepted by all Indian people. The Acharya specially, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he became over and above, over intelligent. He said that I don't believe. So how many persons have been misled by his one man? Because you are an important man. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Manmanabhava, and Dr. Radha Krishna says, no, no, it is not to the person. You see. He says, unto me, person. And this rascal says, not to the person. In this way, the whole world has been misled. And therefore, My humble duty is to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, not by interpretation of that kind of song. That is not different. Present as it is, then it will be. He will benefit us, and those who will hear, they will. Don't mislead. You are misled, keep around. Don't try to mislead us by some concoction. That is very simple. There is no question of interpretation of Bhagavad Gita. Everything is clear. Interpretation required when you cannot understand. The thing is that I say, just give me a glass of water. Where is the question of interpretation? If somebody interprets like Dr. Radhakrishna, No, this glass of water should not be given to Pauman, but somebody else. What is this interpretation? He is doing that. Krishna said, Manmana Bhavan Dhatta. Just all I think of me. And he said, not to the person Krishna, you see. Where he got it? In this way, then he said, whole world. As soon as you get a good position, you get some respect and you mislead. In some crossing, some unknown man comes to you, sir, I want to go to Honolulu, which side shall I go? And if I say, you said this side is real, I say, go this side. Is that very good business? He does not know which side to go on and I mislead him just to the other side. The whole business is Krishna is trying everyone to surrender to him. He says, Manmana Homa Dhakta, just always think of me. And this man misleads. No, it is not of Krishna. It is something. And that is going on. Ah, it is gone. He is a big man. That an animal appreciates a lamb. But suppose there is a lamb and there is a small mouse. But both of them are animals. Comparatively, a mouse may be very insignificant and lion is very powerful. But after all, they are animals. So we see them like either Dr. Radhakrishna, Gandhi, or this ordinary person, they are all animals. That is our reason. The wrong animals. How I can say, because one is lion, therefore he is not animal? Can I say? Only the rat or the mouse is animal and not the lion. That we cannot say. We shall say the animal is. Krishna says that. Namāna diskitana mungrā prapadyante narāna. Maya Bhutabhya, Asuya. Big animal. The big animal is not a lattice of that. It's animal. The small animal may praise me better. No same man will praise a big animal because he's big part of that. No, that's not possible. He's animal, as good as the rat. That is described by Prabhupada Saraswati. Vidhi Bandha Adishtha Kitaya. When a man becomes devotee, he thinks of Bidhi Mahindra. Bidhi means Lord Brahma. And Mahindra means the king of heaven, Indra. Bidhi Mahindra Arjuna, Kitayate. Kita means small insect. In the devotee's vision, this big demigod, Lord Brahma and the king of heaven, is as good as the insect. Bidhi Mahindra is the Kita. Kita means insect. How? Jatkarna Katakha Vayodha Gauramayo. It is by the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna, this position. Not others. Very flatter. Ah, there is a big end. But when one is pure devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he is not flatter. Bidhi Mahindra Adhishtha Pichayat Jatkaram Napatrakhavai Yodhan Gauram Evasana. I offer my respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who has given me this eye to see. Who gives me this step? Our principle should be to speak strictly according to God. No change. Then it is. And to understand this, one should be giving chant for it. As much as. No other. And preacher should behave himself exactly what he speaks. Aponi achari prabhu jive. First of all, behave yourself rightly and then become preacher. If you don't behave yourself rightly, you have no power. Don't preach. Aponi achari prabhu jive. Upon him, personally, actually, behaving according to the rules and regulations, teachers are. George Harrison in Los Angeles?
Yes. Hansel is saying it. So he got there too to talk to him about the man. I don't know if he'll be there. I don't know how much longer he'll be there. Thank you.
Chris and just bought a house in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He said he just bought a house in Los Angeles.
Where is that? Where the house is?
It's in Beverly Hills.
Beverly.
Very close to the temple.
Not really good.
Beverly Hills is away. Before the morning.
I think Master wants to.
So we had this question about what should be the standard of Western. Everything works out nicely. What should be the standard?
How can I say that? I'm not a Western. That is a plan.
No, the standard of the spiritual is like.
That I've already explained. That we wanted to start this just to give people a spiritual life, and they are habituated to eat so many various things, gradually they learn to eat nice things, very solemn things. And this nice thing brings prasad. But they are the same principle in a different form. We have got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's picture like that, and Guru's picture, and everything is offered to be kept, and people eating.
The same standard as the people in the temple should be kept there also?
Yeah.
The main question that we had amongst ourselves, because we were trying to discuss it and work it out so that we could work jointly to please you at the restaurant, was a concern with at the present moment there are two boys who are working there who are not, they're not initiated devotees, they're not shaved up, they're not, they're following the regulated principles, but they're not chanting Hare Krishna, and they have been helping in the restaurant, washing dishes and cutting fruit, and because we've been so short-handed, they had been helping to cook too. So we had decided that they should not cook, but I had the question as to whether it was all right for them, even though they're not initiated devotees and they're not chanting 16 rounds, is it still admissible for them to do service in such a way as like to prepare food or to make juices?
Or washing dishes?
One boy is only, the return that he takes from washing dishes is that he sleeps in the restaurant and gets his food there. He is...
of course, must be there. Yeah. You are going to pay something.
There's another boy is being paid $20 a week, which is very, very small amount because he works very hard.
Hard man work, we can save the $20 per week.
But the question I had was that if is it wrong to engage
from business point of view?
Yeah.
If hard man work and we save $20 per week,
yes.
Why should we not pay?
But he's speaking from the point of view that the boy was used to be a very loose hippie, and now he's changing, and he doesn't want to.
We cannot pay him. From business point of view, we cannot pay him. Why is it okay? Have I got my own man? Why is it okay? From business point of view.
Yes, he's feeling that the boy will leave. He won't have...
He'll leave, he'll say $20 for me.
Yes, but that boy will not have any association.
Well, there are so many others. We are not meant for paying and correct. That is not business.
He's staying because of the money. If he'll leave without $20, then what's his
name? That is not good. We have no such money. There are all the hippies in town and he shall pay to correct. That is not good.
part, he's entering some service is required. Proper service, if he takes some food, then that we have offering him. But if we pay him, then he goes and purchases some drug, and therefore we are responsible for his drug addiction. Then he becomes sinful. If you make some charity to a drunkard and he drinks, then you are responsible for drinking sin. And from business point of view, if we can do my own work, why shall I pay to others? This is not a very good pleasure, because he is fallen. Christ has paid him to keep him. There are so many fallen, then he bring everyone and pay him and give him food. Why distinguish? So from business point of view, it is not a very good proposal. To pay him.
No, when I gave the money originally, that was to...
He's talking about this.
Yeah, no, that when I gave the money originally to the restaurant, that was the understanding that all of the devotees, everyone who was to work there, was to work for the money to come to the temple. So therefore, it became a viable business venture.
Let us save that money and give to the dinner.
Originally, the boy was working for free. He also lives at the restaurant, and he helps to keep the restaurant in repair. But because he's not living at the temple, he had other living expenses, but he follows the regulated principles. Now, aside from even paying him the money.
Yeah, he's getting the food.
Mm-hmm. Well, even aside from paying him the money, if you continue to work without the money, is it permissible for someone like that to cut fruits and vegetables and to make juices from the fruits and vegetables?
That was the real question, whether we should have people who are not chanting Hare Krishna, who are not so much spiritually
enlightened. No, I'm thinking, if the whole thing can be managed by our own, why it should be done by our inside?
They're considering we have many men here who work with you.
This is the difficulty we have run into, Srila Prabhupada. As I've been in the restaurant since the day it opened, and getting the devotees to work there has been a difficult problem.
That is because the restaurant was, in the first place, it was stolen. So no one wanted to work there.
This was before.
Then don't they?
Yes.
They don't?
No. We don't think that should be the problem.
Then let him do as you do. That is a problem. The devotees will not work.
No, but we are confident about that. That should not be the problem.
But they've experienced before.
Here again, I was in the restaurant when it was still owned by the temple. I was trying to run it. I had 6 cooks in there in less than 3 weeks. And not one of them, all of them devotees from the temple, not one of them bothered to call me and tell me they were not coming in that day to cook. They just did not come back. 3 of them were householders. Who was in charge then? I was. Sudama Maharaj was in charge of.
So Sudama Maharaj was in Maya. He wasn't even...
That is past. The restaurant is what we're discussing now.
No. What is past is past.
Yes.
Now, the management has to be taken by us. If our men are not willing to work, then why should we take?
Actually, there are many persons who would love to do that work.
So this is one point. And another point is, if they are working here, they are cooking food and everything, doing everything, doing something, why they not do that? In the beginning, they did not like us, not more, because you made a separate identity. Yes, So therefore, to my dharma. Because the devotees are giving free service in the temple, it does not mean they go to give service in another place where the income is going to somebody else.
No, this
we cannot expect that.
But this was not what I'm saying to you, Prabhupada, is that this is before any of this happened. The temple owned the restaurant. It was being run by the temple. I was just in the restaurant managing it. It was still owned and run by the temple. But I have discovered in the few years that I've been around the movement that an awful lot of the younger people are really not too willing to work. They want a place to sleep and a place to eat, but to work for it is something else again. And around the temple now, do we have a list and the number of people whom we are talking about who are willing to work in this restaurant? Because I've been by the temple a lot recently since Srila Prabhupada has been here, and prior to that, not so much, unfortunately.
We are taking our men because we do not work. Then we give a fuss. First of all, we are sure that our men will work, then do.
But Modesty and Srila Kirti were talking this morning, possibly they can do the cooking. And as I suggested to them, the job they have running this temple, it is really enough for them. They couldn't possibly put in the hours that it takes
up to, now
to prepare the food.
Up to now, I've been doing it a lot since the people are not here. So if I'm going to share with them, you know, so it's going to
happen. Also, Prabhupada Hamsa is going to be in the temple now.
That is very good. So then we have you two who would be willing to work with. Yes,
if that was to we had bad experience, that was something in future also we have. Now we agree amongst yourselves and do nicely. That everything that is there.
Shouldn't it be before
there after we suppose we dismiss all these men and get around it.
Yeah,
before you do not do it, then the whole thing will be fought.
Yeah, we understand.
And they are right in the spot. So be sure that your man will cooperate and then jointly do it.
Yes. I was suggesting to them that we go through a trial period where they come in and they work along with us, but we run it the same way that we've been running it. And if it begins to see that they're working nicely and we're cooperating nicely and the devotees are working nicely, then gradually we can phase the other people out in such a way so that it does not...
And this morning I told them that whatever we are doing, we should continue now, and then we'll make gradual changes.
Because, Prabhupada, I was concerned that the people who have been working there, the boys, they're doing nicely, and they're making some progress, and I was afraid,
His progress is checked.
Yeah, that if I tell them leave, and they become hurt.
Yeah, sure, then the progress is not strong.
I had agreed this morning with him that whatever is going on, we can continue.
No, the thing is that actually we call him a lot nicer. Then there is no question.
Yeah.
One thing is important.